makes sense. Life is bright more often than we think. The glow of fellowship after a meal, the warmth of coming home to a friendly place, going to sleep knowing God has got your back and things are well with you. Seeing friends who are glad to see you and you them. That's some of the wonderful things we gather to ourselves when we know God. Let's not forget the glow of the goodness of God in the midst of all the distressing circumstances around us. I was in a meeting yesterday, and I noticed there was much talk about the things that might not be, the fear of what might not happen, or the fear of the bad which might happen. I noticed the lifestyle of deep concern over the phrase, might be or might not be. I realized people don't take out insurance because of the good things that might happen. All the same, it's true. Unkind things can and do happen to us all. But what about the good things which come our way also? What about the bad things which did not happen? There are many bright things in my life, and I was thinking how easily I forgot those times. What bright moments have been salted into your day this week? In the news a while back, there was a story about a young man on a motorcycle who was in an accident and became pinned underneath a burning car. The bystanders rallied together and literally lifted the car off of the man, then pulled him free. Presently, he's alive and recovering. That certainly was a bright moment, but how about the smaller ones, little things? The smell and flavor of your coffee or tea this morning, fresh baked brownies, the leather smell of a sports car, being warm when the snow is blowing outside, the bird that came and sang outside your window, the phone call you got from someone who didn't want anything from you and was just calling to say, "Hello, how are you?" Maybe the view you had of the sun rising across the other side of a pasture or the laughter of a child playing. All of those are things worth remembering as well as the negative accents. It's not like we should forget anything that wasn't good which happened to us. After all, we don't grow and mature when everything we do is a success. But let's take a moment to remember the good times, the pleasant moments, the colorful accents of our days. When I was growing up, my sister had an old brownie camera, and then one Christmas she got a Polaroid. You know, the one which, after you take a picture, it slides out the film that develops right in front of your eyes. I think I've got thousands and thousands of Polaroid pictures in my head. The time the neighbor boys, myself and my brother, played football all afternoon. In my head is a snapshot of all of us laughing, dirty, skinned up, but laughing. Forever in my mind as a good time. Or my son's favorite hunting dog when he treed his first raccoon. I've got a snapshot in my head of that moment. I can still see the pleasure on my son's face and the dog's face, or my wife's eyes reflecting in the stripe of sunlight coming through the shades in the morning. Leviticus 23:40 has a Polaroid picture in it of a bright accent. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. Beautiful trees. Does just saying that inspire a picture in your mind? It's as if the Lord is pointing out beauty. He calls them beautiful trees. Do we notice? Do we remember the big old tree in the park or behind your house? The bark, the leaves, the shade. Remember how it looked and when you played near it or in it? Can you see it? All through the Bible, God speaks of beautiful things like He's pointing them out for us to notice. God does not tell us things or point things out to us just so we can know. Seeing is very different than purposefully taking note. And then there's the idea of seeing, meaning to look with eyes wide open in amazement. Can you see? Take note of beautiful words like in Genesis 49:21, beautiful cities in Deuteronomy 6:10, beautiful houses in Deuteronomy 8:12, beautiful children, women or men. Queen Vashti in Esther 1:11 was beautiful to behold. Psalms says the city of our God is beautiful the way it is positioned. That praise is beautiful. That holiness not only is in itself beautiful, but it makes us beautiful. And that God makes all things beautiful in its time. God points out to us that Moses was a beautiful child. 1 Peter 3 verse 5 speaks of a beauty not necessarily seen with our eyes. It speaks of an inner beauty that was gentle and gracious. Colossians 3, 11-12 reveals to us that the glory strength God gives is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that He has for us. What is beautiful in your life? All throughout the Bible, God is pointing out these types of things that we should take notice of: the beautiful, the bright, the accented, His highlights. Star-filled skies, sunrise, sunset, little girl's eyes, seasons like winter and spring, summer and fall, holidays, eating together, good companionship, the smell of the forest and the flowers, fresh-cut lawns, evenings on the porch, and coffee in the morning. Do we notice that God is highlighting those things to us, or are we so neck-deep in the mire of the world we constantly miss the bright and beautiful around us? The Lord set the Proverbs 31 woman as a standard of beauty. Her accents are a glowing luster of goodness. God hasn't invited us into a disorderly, unkept life, but into something holy and beautiful, as beautiful on the inside as the outside. All the things around us which God has made beautiful and bright, none compares to Jesus. Psalm 50, 1 and 2. The Mighty One, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth, from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. He is called the perfection of beauty. He is more beautiful than flowers, and according to God, as far as earthly things go, flowers take the cake. Do you notice? What kind of snapshots do you have of the beautiful and bright things in your life? In Psalm 90:17, we are beautiful when the beauty of the Lord is upon us. Isaiah 28:5, the Lord Himself will be our crown of glory and beauty. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Amid the media barrage of bad news, vicious circumstances, and questionable reporting, let's lean into Jesus. Think on the bright and beautiful things around us. Remember the memories you've got of good times, good friends, good fellowship, worship, and praise. Yeah, think about that. Like Philippians 4:8 says at the end, think on these things. And what do you think?